This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. He's Rob. I'm Chris. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And if you are looking for a new job, you just want to start all over, well, let Express Employment Professionals be your guide. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries, and job seekers never pay a fee when they deal with Express. Check out ExpressPros.com to find out your location. That is ExpressPros.com. Deshaun Tate, college basketball analyst, friend of the show, will join us at the bottom of the hour, Rob. He can get us ready for the men's and women's Final Fours. Now, South Carolina, of course, up 32-31 at the half with NC State tonight. Huge nightcap, Rob. UConn with Paige Beckers.
Yes.
And Iowa with Caitlin Clark. And I can't wait to see this one.
Yeah.
That's gonna be, oh my gosh.
Hopefully we'll have a good game, Chris, you know, on both sides, and somebody will go home crying. That means that it was a great game. That means that it's a great game. Seriously. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, because if you get blown out sometimes, of course you're bummed out, but it's harder to take if you lose at the end. Like, it's just hard.
It's tough. So we will see. But
and let me say this quickly. I didn't see it yet, but they have video, Chris, of the Statue of Liberty shaking during the earthquake. I want to see that. Brian Finley, have you seen it yet?
Well, look, it was a 4.8, so it was powerful. I don't know how I didn't feel it. I may have felt something. And obviously, you're here. You're not thinking it's an earthquake. Rob, I remember they had the big earthquake in L.A. a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not from L.A., so I had never, you know, I'm not used to feeling earthquakes.
Right.
So I was laying in my bed at my aunt's house in South Central L.A. And the earthquake happened. And I was like, what the heck is – it felt like somebody was, like, shaking the house back and forth, like, underneath me. And that was the thought that came to my mind. Wow. Like, I did not think earthquake. I just thought, wow, what is going on? The house is shaking like from side to side, you know. But it turned out to be an earthquake, and that was when I really felt. So, yes, earthquake in New Jersey. You know what that means, Rob? Earthquake in New Jersey.
What does that mean?
Get right with the Lord.
Is that what it means? Okay. Yes. Who you sound like? What's her name? Marjorie. That's what. What's her name? She said the same thing. You know, like, oh, this is a warning to the country.
Hey, oh my gosh, earthquake in New Jersey. Next thing you know, it's going to be a snowstorm in L.A. You know,
is that or Hawaii?
Right.
If it's
a
snowstorm in Hawaii, maybe I might pay attention.
All right, Rob. Let's stick with the story of the day. That's Bronny James going to the NBA. We're going to speak hypotheticals. We don't know exactly what he's going to do. He might go back to college, right? He's keeping that option open. But let me throw this out there. You said you think the Lakers will draft him. I tend to agree. And if LeBron likes what the Lakers say as far as a plan to develop Bronny, then maybe, you know, they'll go ahead and co-sign it and Bronny will enter the NBA as a Laker. But let's say LeBron is really intent on playing with Bronny and another team or other teams are willing to draft Bronny to get LeBron. And let's even say now some teams like a Philadelphia, Rob, they'd have enough money to give LeBron the max. But let's not even limit it to that. And it's not going to be all 30 teams, but there are only a handful that would meet this criteria. But let's even open it up to teams, you know, where, because there's been talk, would LeBron play for the minimum? I mean, obviously he doesn't need money. Would he play for the minimum to play with Bronny and have a chance to win a championship? So first thing I want to say to you, Rob, is, and let's take family out of it, because obviously you and I always preface this stuff with, look, whatever the guy wants to do, right? If his family is set up in this city, then if that's what he wants to do,
right.
By all means, God bless him and do it. So if LeBron is like, man, my home is L.A., my family's here, I've built businesses here, I'm not leaving, good, we're cool with that. But let's, for the sake of discussion, let's keep it to basketball. And I want to ask you, Rob, should LeBron be open or willing to leave the Lakers to go somewhere where he'd have a better chance of winning a championship and that team is willing to take Bronny? I'll throw out a few teams.
Hold on. You want me to throw out a few teams?
Well, Philadelphia.
Okay.
And he wouldn't even have to take a pay. Like, they got max room. Philadelphia with Tyrese Maxey, LeBron, and Embiid, and they'll take Bronny. The Cavs, I don't know financially, but just, again, throwing that out.
Financially,
Cleveland,
probably couldn't do that.
Yeah. I'm going to throw out a couple. Milwaukee.
That would be too much, don't you think?
Well, I'm just going to throw out a few teams to you, then you go give us a. So Philly, Milwaukee, Cleveland, New York, and Miami.
I say no on Miami, not going back that route. I don't believe that.
I agree with you.
I just think that's done.
I'm just looking at places where, you know, he could have a chance.
But don't you agree with me? That's
done
with
Miami. Yeah, I don't think he's going to Miami.
Yeah, he wouldn't go back there.
I don't think he'd go to New York either.
I don't either. I'm almost going to rule out the Knicks too, Chris, because that would be such a pipe dream. Those guys, while they're good, would they be even with a 40-year-old LeBron? Would they be title contenders? Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know that they would either.
So the other ones, I mean, if you're LeBron and that's what you really want to do, and I do think he feels like he needs to win another championship just to somehow close the gap. Whether it moves some people or not, because some people will not be moved regardless because he's got the four losses. Forget about the, right?
Well, six losses.
I'm sorry. Forget about the four
rings. Well, and especially in some like Philly, he wouldn't be the best player. Right. Milwaukee, he wouldn't be the best player. Now, he could still be a great player.
Right, but he wouldn't be the best.
If you're battling against Jordan, it's who's the best player.
And then it would be like, that's Giannis's championship. LeBron was on, you know what I mean?
I totally see what you're saying. Here's what I say, though. Let's start with Milwaukee. And there's actually, Rob, maybe a chance of this.
Well, they got nepotism going on anyway there in Milwaukee, right?
What?
Giannis's brothers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, like, that's true. That's true. They'd have, yeah, they'd be a family.
They'd be a family because they'd be taking up, right. What, three, five
spots. So they
spots.
Can't say nothing. No. The players wouldn't be mad about it.
No, they'd have five spots, I think.
Right. But here's the thing. What if Milwaukee, Grob, and again, this looks possible. If they go out in the first round, let's say they play Miami in the first round this year, get beat. And then LeBron goes there. Now, I get it. Giannis is still the best player. Dame is a great player. It would be stacked on paper, but it would be a situation where you can't say, oh, well, they were awesome without LeBron. You know what I mean? Like, if he went there and helped them get a championship, while you might say Giannis was the best player, you can't really poo-poo that title for LeBron.
No.
Is that fair?
Yeah, I think you couldn't poo-poo it. I think that would be fair.
Whether it would move him ahead of Jordan, like, no, you said, who knows?
There are people who won't, Chris, regardless. Like, he could have six, and there'll be people just be
no,
like,
right. They're going to look at Dallas and say, no, you know.
Right. They just they won't be able to get past it. Right. They won't be able to get past it. Would he move? To do that,
well, I think that's why I'm throwing out the personal thing, because I doubt he's going to Milwaukee.
I agree. I think he loves to be here in L.A.
Yeah.
But I think, Chris, because of what he's trying to do, and I think it would be important for him, I do. If you know, I was able to get my son in the league, you know what I mean, and I was a star and all that, I play with my son, right, because nobody else has done it, correct?
Right.
Like that?
No. That'd be a first,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
To play with their son in the NBA, we know it's done.
Because look how old. I mean, LeBron will be 40,
right?
I mean, just think of that. Like, most players don't play that long. So that's. But I'm. And here's the other thing: we're talking about whether it would move you ahead of Jordan. At some level, and I think LeBron is at this level where you just want to win. Even if it's not going to move me ahead of Michael Jordan, if I'm playing, I want to win.
No, absolutely. You don't.
You know?
Because we talked about it. The longer you play and don't win, Chris, it looks worse for you.
It's a lot of years.
Am I right?
It's a lot of years you didn't win it. Now, and also, Rob, you notice all these teams I said are in the East. Get out of the West. Because the West is right now, if the Lakers were in the East, they'd be viewed as a team that could get to the finals.
Right. But not
the West
as much
is
as the West.
A stack. Now, Cleveland, Rob, obviously a place he could go and live. That could make a little sense to me. I mean, I know three times going there, that's a lot. But it's home. You know what I mean? So that's a situation where, and I'm sure they would embrace Bronny, everybody. They would love they're a good team now, but he could take them to the next level. And then here's the kicker, Rob. Philadelphia. That's the thing.
Yeah, Philly. And they need something.
Well, let me flip it. If you're Philly, and you know Daryl Morey, Daryl, he needs to get a championship. He's been viewed as a great front office person for a long time, but he hadn't won any rings.
He hadn't won Jack. Come on,
right.
Man. Like, really.
So if you're him.
Oh, you would roll the dice.
I think that would be a good move.
You would roll the dice. I'm with you on that.
And I think it would fit. Because Embiid's clearly your best player. Maxey is good. Like, LeBron would fit with them. I don't think he goes there and makes everything change. I think he goes there, fits in, still gives them 24, 25 a night. But that's something. I mean, again, I think he's gonna stay in L.A. Rob,
I think he loves L.A. And,
but I'm just throwing it out.
Yeah, and he'll wind up. The Lakers will do what they can for him. Do you know what I mean? I just think that they're going to make LeBron happy to stay here for the next couple of years, and then once it's done, it's done. But they've already committed to him.
Yep. No, I agree with that.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. In basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. Tractor Supply feels the same way, plus they add a dose of hustle and another dose of heart. And that sets them apart, makes them awesome. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading over to your local Tractor Supply store today. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Would you like to see LeBron go somewhere else? Maybe where he's got a better chance of winning a championship and bring Bronny along too. Or should LeBron do that? Your thoughts.
All right, let's do it. Justin in Tucson, Arizona. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday to you both. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, this is why I love sports, because you get to engage in these types of thought experiments. And that's really what this is in my mind, a thought experiment. If I'm a GM for any team, even a contender, I don't think I'm going to engage in a vanity project of LeBron to bring Bronny on to fill up two roster spots, one for a guy that may have some talent but may never get into a game. It's not like he was lighting it up in what was a down year for the Pac-12.
Right.
And I know with LeBron, I'm going to, you know, even if I'm the best player in the team, Giannis, you know, whoever, right, LeBron's going to dominate my locker room, and that's going to be the focus. And I just think that if I'm the GM, I'm waiting for my head to roll. That other shoe's going to drop when this fails. So that's my thought.
LeBron brings a lot. I mean, he's
right about that.
He takes over a team.
The focus becomes LeBron. Hey, no doubt. Because it'll be LeBron and Bronny. Hey, it's a big story. You know, like, it'll all be about that.
It would be a circus. That's fair. It would be a lot.
It would be
a lot.
Derek in California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, D?
What's up, fellas, and God bless.
You too.
Yep, you too.
My opinion is, kudos to LeBron and his storied career and his son with his 1 year at SC. I say for LeBron, play out the tail end of your career. Do your thing. You got to allow your son to go ahead and create his own path because as much as LeBron wants to play with his son, whatever team drafts Bronny, more likely it's going to be a lower-tier team. So if LeBron wants to do a downgrade and think that he can get a lower-tier team to an NBA title and
we know that's not happening. I mean, he's not going to even try that. It will have to be a top contender. Just bringing on Bronny to get LeBron.
100%. He said that years ago before, like, about maybe going anywhere to be with, to play. That's out the window. Yeah. There ain't no way.
I think LeBron should just play out the tail end of his career, and then when he retires, be there for his son the rest of the way. More than likely with his son, I think he's G League bound, because it's like with his 1 year stats at USC, unless he balls out at the combine, I don't see him getting first or even second round. And
He's not going to get, like, what will get him drafted.
Thanks for the call.
Stay in the draft, Rob. It's not going to be a team that's – it's not going to be based on Bronny, what he's done on the court thus far.
Not at all.
It's going to be based on, look, we see potential. I mean, it's going to be based on that they like LeBron. But it's also going to be based on we see potential, we can work with him. We'll put this plan in place to help him become the best NBA-type player we can. And I think that would, if LeBron and Rich Paul and Bronny like the plan, Rob, I think that's what's going to keep him in the NBA. Getting to the NBA.
Yep. 877-99 on Fox if you want to jump in. Arthur in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Arthur?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing great.
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Look, Chris, I know you love LeBron, but his days of winning are over. I
tend to think so, too.
Chris has said that. Chris doesn't think he's going to win another championship, be fair.
Yeah, let's be honest. But, you know.
But if he went to Philly, you don't think if he went to Philly, he would give them a shot?
It depends how Embiid is the key.
Embiid's
the big man. He has to stay healthy in order for them to win. He proved it last night. I was at the game last night against Miami. He manhandled Bam.
Yeah, he was. Pretty impressive.
They're gonna be a load in the playoffs.
Now Kevin Love manhandled Embiid on the boards. Just want to point that out. I don't know if you guys watched it last night, but he did manhandle.
Not as closely as you were, because you were there.
I was there. I was seven rows behind the bench. I saw it.
Wow. Nice.
You asked about Bronny. I mean, Bronny has an opportunity that none of us have. You know, he has an opportunity to enter the NBA. I think he should make his own way if he could prove it. If he has that opportunity, he could do it. If he should go to any team that takes him. And if his father wants to go play with him, he should go play with him. But Bronny should make his own decision what to do.
Well, that's the best and most logical route, Chris. But when you average less than 5 points in college and your dad is LeBron James, sorry.
Yeah. That's the thing. Not going to be based on merit right now.
It can't
be. Whether you say Bronny's got ability, you know, eventually could be an NBA player, fine. But what we've seen so far, let's just keep it real. I mean, so, yeah, it'll be I think, too, Rob, I'm sure Bronny wants to make it on his own merits, too.
No, you do. Because you're going to have – there'll be a wrath out there, Chris, maybe not publicly or people talking about you. You know what I mean? Like – you know players, man, especially if people don't think he really deserves a spot. You know,
And you and I have talked about, like, you know, with the Angel Reese thing, who obviously has gotten some criticism, but with college kids, it's a little different. But he wouldn't be a college kid anymore.
No, he'd be a pro.
Getting paid. And so maybe a lot of people out there would feel like they can take the handcuffs off.
Oh, they would.
And
go,
you know,
at
them. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I agree with you on that. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, this situation is complicated. A lot of the other callers have spoken very well. It comes down to this for me. LeBron James is walking down a very perilous path, point blank, when it comes to his parenting and him as a father with Bronny James Jr. I'm going to put it point blank, period. LeBron James is starting to remind me of Joe Jackson. That's what he's starting to remind me of. He's starting to remind me.
I mean, Joe Jackson was doing a lot with his beating him. And,
no,
you know,
Joe Jackson,
that's a little far, but go ahead.
But in terms of just domineering and not allowing your kids to grow, it's not a good path in any way, shape, or the form. And we're kind of sweeping under the rug, but the fact of the matter is, you know, not only Bronny, he's a good person, he's a good kid, he has all the intangibles, okay? But you talk to people, he probably wasn't a McDonald's All-American, okay?
Right.
And he played at USC. He didn't really even get a chance to get his foot in the door at the college level. So for him to make that next catastrophic leap, it's almost like jumping over a chasm, for him to now level up into the NBA. So for LeBron, you fulfill this. You know, it's, again, with the whole parenting, and this is AAU culture, of the parents living their dreams through the child, and everybody knows it doesn't end well. And so, however, I mean, the train...
Look, you're making... It's a fair point. I'll say this, Rob. I would like to hear from Bronny. I would like to hear from Bronny. See him answer some questions. You can read, and we're not experts on this, but, you know, what would his body language look like?
Yeah. No,
does he look like he really wants to do this, or is it just every kid wants to please their dad?
Yeah.
Or does it look like it's just something to please dad?
That's a good question. And, you know, we really haven't heard from him.
Right. I would like to hear from Bronny on this, but I don't know if we will, but.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, college basketball analyst, friend of the show, Deshaun Tate. Welcome to the Odd Couple, brother.
What's up?
What up, though? Appreciate you guys for having me, man.
Good to have you, man. Let's start with the big news, Bronny James going to the NBA. How much did you see of him in high school and this year in college, and what do you think about him just as an NBA prospect?
Yeah, I saw a decent little bit, I guess, for it to be, you know, West Coast high school basketball or what have you. I saw a little bit more of him, obviously, at USC and, you know, the time that he did get on the floor. I mean, I don't anticipate that he will really leave out and go to draft. I think that, you know, he will test the waters, much like a lot of other kids who probably shouldn't, you know, consider the NBA right now and end up, you know, returning back to school and, you know, having eligibility left and whatever else. But I'll be honest, you know, considering the contributions that he gave this year or lack thereof, I'm a little bit surprised to hear about the news. I never thought that he was a one-and-done player anyway, regardless of all of this. I thought he was at bare minimum a two-year player, more likely a three-year player. Wouldn't surprise me to be a four. So the news is a little bit surprising, but considering the fact that guys just want to see where they stack up against other guys and things like that and go through the workouts and everything else, I guess it's not as surprising considering we're in 2024.
Yeah, but this is about his dad as well. You know that.
Of course.
LeBron's not there. There's no way he's even, Chris, entertaining that. Nobody, I don't even think the NBA people would be entertaining it. Do you know what I mean? If it was, he averaged 4.8
points. We've never seen anything like that.
No, it would be unheard of. But
And I think a big part of it probably is LeBron, as he shared on his podcast, feeling like, look, the college, whether he's right or wrong, but feeling like the college game doesn't prepare you correctly. And so he wants to get him in the NBA to work with coaches. But whatever. But let's get to the tournament.
Yes.
UConn in the men. Everybody's talking about UConn is just going to be the runaway winner. Is that how you see it? Or do you think there's a team that can beat them in this Final Four?
Oh, that's exactly how I see it, Chris.
That is over. That is UConn, period.
And that's it. And running away as a large favorite, as they should be, being the, I think, first team ever, first team or program ever in history to win 10 consecutive NCAA tournament games by 13 points or more. They should be considered exactly what they are. And, I mean, the only way I think that Alabama even has a remotely close to a shot at beating them, obviously, they're going to have to play well shooting well from perimeter, from deep. They are a, you know, live and die by the three. Obviously, you know, it's a lot different shooting in a football, stadium versus a basketball arena and everything else. But, you know, I know everybody, you know, with the exception of everybody having to put on their shorts one leg at a time and all that kind of stuff, just getting off the bus and prepare to play. Beyond that, I think it is just pretty much UConn's to lose, and we are having a conversation about them not only being the first team since Florida's 06-07 going back-to-back to win national championship, but they have a chance to be one of the best teams ever in college basketball history, depending on style points and how this thing, you know.
But this is weird. Like, Chris and I have talked about this. They're not getting that much juice and people, and it's different because – the transfer portal, it's not the same team. Like when Florida won, you remember they stayed, Chris? You remember that?
Yep. They all stayed.
They came. It was the same exact team for the most part, and they won back-to-back. This team is different, and that's why I'm not so sure people, even though they could wind up winning back-to-back, it feels different this time.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of the players are different.
The other thing about that, though, Rob, is does that make it that much more impressive that UConn lost not only three key contributors from last year's team, but those were all guys that left for the NBA, and they were all starters. And
absolutely,
this team is probably better than that team, if I'm just being honest. So, I mean, yeah, I think that does take a little bit away from, you know, the luster of it all and so forth. But again, I mean, these other teams, you know, they got to play as well. I mean, NC State is an 11th seed and having to be the first opportunity to, you know, go to the national championship game as a seed that low. And I mean, listen, they got all the confidence in the world leading up to this thing. I get it. It's a new situation for them, but it's still a new situation for UConn's players as it is for Purdue and also for Alabama. So, you know, obviously we got to wait and see, but I think you'd be really hard-pressed trying to find anybody that's not going to consider UConn to be the heavy favorite here.
Let me ask you this on the women's side. Caitlin Clark, obviously the star of the Final Four.
Yeah.
Is someone crazy if they said Paige Beckers is just as good, if not better?
Yeah, that's definitely going to sound crazy. The crazy part about this, you just mentioned how, you know, Caitlin Clark is the hot name of this Final Four. I think she's the hottest name of both of the Final Fours as I'm here.
Oh, no,
you know,
doubt.
And I'm here in Phoenix right now, and that's what everybody's got their eyes glued to. And probably
that's obvious. She's definitely the biggest star.
But Paige Beckers is really good. But, I mean, unprecedented what Caitlin Clark has done.
So
up,
you don't
up
think
up
she's as good as Caitlin Clark? Because she got player of the year as a freshman when Caitlin Clark was a freshman, too.
I'll I don't do this on you guys' program. I don't play radio. I haven't had a chance to put my eyes on the girls' game as much as I have the guys' game because of time and barely keeping up with the men sometimes, facetiously speaking. But I think both of them are phenomenal basketball players, obviously, and I got to give the edge to Caitlin Clark because I have seen her slightly more than I've seen Paige Beckers.
And I always wondered, too, Chris, about UConn, and we talked about this. They've been to the Final Four 23 out of the last, 29 years? So does that diminish, like, some of these great players at UConn? Because it don't matter who's there. They always are there, Chris, regardless. Like, you would think, okay, well, they had Lisa Leslie, right? Didn't she play at UConn?
No.
I'm thinking of USC. I'm thinking of
They've had Swin Cash, Breonna Stewart, Dinah Taurasi.
Taurasi is what I was thinking.
Rebecca Lobo.
Yeah, they've had all these players, and they still win. You know what
Sue
I mean?
Bird.
Regardless of who's there. Yeah,
right.
it's my.
But here's the thing, though, and this is where like a lot of people would look at it and say, if Caitlin Clark wins this championship at Iowa, which has never won a women's championship, that would be more impressive.
It would enhance her.
Right? But here's the thing. And I get that point, and I get what you're saying, Rob. Here's the other question, though. What if a Diana Taurasi or a Sue Bird or a Maya Moore, one of these great players that went to UConn, what if they went to another school in Iowa or so on and so forth? Would their numbers be as good as Caitlin Clark's? Like, because their numbers aren't going to be as good at UConn.
No, because they have so
many
good players.
You know what I mean? They're sharing, right? They're sharing the wealth.
No, I got it.
No, I'm not saying they would. I'm just saying that's a question you could throw out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
I think it's hard to say that they wouldn't. But just talking about that UConn team, isn't it crazy how we're talking about it being, what, 7, 8, somewhere close to 9 years that we haven't seen UConn win a national championship?
No, it's been a while, right. Yeah, absolutely. 2015, I think, was their last one.
That's a long drought.
As great as she is, has not won one. You go there, you're supposed to deliver
a championship. And you don't
win at UConn,
Chris, right. You don't win at UConn. It's a problem.
Right. All right. Thank you, Deshaun. We appreciate you, bro.
As always.
Hey, appreciate you guys for having me.
All right. We're going to talk a little tournament, men's tournament. That's coming up next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, Listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. In basketball, baseball, and football for that matter, a successful game plan starts with the right players. Well, they believe the same thing at Tractor Supply. So they get the right workers, but they also add doses of hustle and heart. It sets them apart. Lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Rob, let's talk a little bit. We haven't even mentioned it, but the men's tournament, Final Four is this weekend too. Games tomorrow. You got Purdue and NC State, and then you've got UConn and Alabama. And I the best final or championship game, Rob,
would be North Carolina State? No.
No. I think UConn Purdue.
Okay.
Because I want to see Zach Edey, the 7'4"
No,
player.
I got that. I mean, that would that would be a great moment and a spotlight for him. And if the big guy could help, you know, them win the champion, I got it, Chris. I was just thinking of the North Carolina thing, just from, you know, North Carolina State, where they were before,
and basically Jim Valvano again.
Like them winning, like they haven't won since then. Right, that was a long time ago.
Right. Well, you said you don't want to see him win.
No. I'm just saying, I thought that you were talking about the pair, but Edey makes sense to me.
Does it bother might be the wrong word, but I want your reaction on the fact that Zach Edey, a 7'4" player who is absolutely dominating college basketball. Robbie's a 2-time player of the year, and like I said, dominating college basketball. And he's averaging 25 points this year, 12 rebounds, on 62% shooting. And he is not even viewed as a future NBA starter. Does that bother you?
No, I mean, to me, to have a guy like that, and I don't know, Chris, I mean, if you're a coach in the NBA – and you can't utilize that kid or build something around him. I mean, I'd have to see him on the next level. I know that's not the game that they're playing, and big guys, unless you're shooting from the perimeter, you know, people aren't really interested in you. It's kind of like where baseball went. Chris, guys used to pitch. Nah, they want the guys who throw the hardest. You know, they used to be like, talk about Greg Maddux.
Right.
Nobody wants a Greg Maddux today, Chris. How hard can you throw? Greg Maddux could just get people out.
Right. He was crafty.
Right.
He was a real pitcher.
He was a pitcher. But in the NBA, you know, it's about the threes. It's not about – they don't want that inside-out game. That's old school.
I think the bigger concern for teams is defensively. Like, he can't get out there and guard the perimeter. Like, teams would really abuse him, or at least in theory, abuse him in the pick and roll. Or pick and pop.
Because he couldn't get there.
Yeah. And you're right, offensively too, would he clog things up? You know, people want the lane wide open now. Look, I think he'll be an NBA player for several years.
I'd be surprised if he's not.
Yeah, he'll have a career. I just don't think he'll be a starter. Might be able to get into a rotation and do some things, but – he's a terrific college player. And Rob, that's why, like, he needs to really shine. Not, I'm not saying to increase his NBA stock, because I don't think there's any doing that at this point.
What do you think he'll be drafted, Chris?
Some of the mock drafts say lower lottery. Some say lower first round. Some say second round. I think probably lower first round.
I can't see him second round. Wow. Really?
I mean, I see lower first round.
Me too. I just can't.
I see lower
I'm not first. Saying
the second
lottery.
Round wouldn't shock me.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest. It wouldn't shock me.
I'd be surprised if he's in the second round.
Yeah. But, Rob, you know what's interesting with him, Zach Edey? And he's right on this. You know, he's from Canada. So he cannot benefit from NIL. There's an American law. It's not even an NCAA law. The American law that if you're from another country, he's not able to benefit from NIL. He can only benefit from NIL deals, like, say, commercials or whatever, where he films the commercials out of the country.
He films them in Canada or
in Canada.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
It's unfortunate. I mean, it's not the NCAA. That's one thing you say. It's not their fault. But I think he should be able to benefit from those here.
Yeah. It's strange. How did anybody even come up with thinking that?
Hey, that's my point. Like I'm sure there are tax implications. You know what I mean? There's a reason. But
he's here playing basketball. You know what I mean? Like, once you come here, I don't know. Yeah, it's just interesting that they would even think of
that. He's missed out on a lot of money. And honestly, Rob, his popularity and probably the popularity of the men's game would benefit from you could put him in commercials, you know, and he probably sells some stuff and he'd be more popular. So that's an opportunity to miss for him. And for the men's game in the NCAA. All right, we got an hour left. We're going to delve a little bit into this big game tonight, UConn-Iowa. Is it possible that Caitlin Clark's not even the best player on the court? Keep it locked.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.